Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Atitula, sitting next to the man from Hiram Clark himself, Brandon K. Scott, B. Scott, and for
right.
John Lopez. And then, of course, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos for you. It is a football Friday. And by the way, just a programming note, remember that the fellas of The Drive are out on location, courtesy of Academy. And they're at Talyard. I don't believe that that's the address. I'm pretty sure that it's Talyard Brewing out there in Sugarland. It's right next to Constellation Field. So that is more of where you're going. Don't look for no Queens Boulevard. You will not make it, ladies and gentlemen. Talyard Brewing, T-A.
Take us to Queens at once.
T-A-L-Y-A-R-D is where you're putting into your GPS, and you will see the fellas, Ron, Clint, and some other Sports Radio 610 folks. I think I'm going to head out there after the show. I think I will.
That boy good.
He is good. Sexual chocolate. Good, I don't good. Know why that's the one that I felt like I should say here.
Good and terrible.
We can't just start quoting.
I thought it was a trash can.
We will be here all day if that's all we're going to do is just quote these things. Let's talk about Nick Haley and this offense, because it's early on and there's already all sorts of frustrations, which was to be expected in the environment that the Texans have. You're coming in. And I gave you a whole, like, image to kind of help understand, or maybe to help demonstrate why we are where we are.
Yeah.
It's like when you walk into a diner late at night, you hungry, and you order something simple, maybe like an omelet.
Yeah.
And then they take forever to make it, and you like, I'm hungry, I'm mad. And you wouldn't have that
sound familiar.
You wouldn't have that same feel.
It's eggs.
You wouldn't. Maybe you were even in New Orleans for this. But you wouldn't have that same feel if it's noon and you got time. And you're not hungry, and you're like, oh, they're taking a little while to make the omelet. That's cool. We sitting here talking anyways. I think that's the feeling that we are here with Nick Haley, but we are here.
Yeah.
That's where we are, and there's a lot of frustration. So I was interested if Nick Haley answering questions yesterday with the media would kind of settle some of that. And so I want to go to a few points, and I'll start with cut six here, Fig, because Nick Haley was asked specifically about the imbalance that was talked about. Shout out to NFL Live for really publicizing this, that when they were under center, they were running the football. When they were in shotgun, they were passing the football, and it was pretty stark in that way. This was Nick Haley's response to that that graphic.
You know, I mean, I think we always try to have some balance in everything that we do. The one thing I would say is early on in the season, you know, especially if you take the inventory of the first two games, you get back to a lot of get back on track situations. You know, at that point, we're trying to make some positive plays. So, no, in the long term, I'm really not, because I feel like we do a good job of trying to stay on top of that. Some of these outcomes, you know, come into situations in the games that evolve, whether it's obvious pass situations, et cetera. So I think it dictates it game by game. Certainly, you know, you want to have as much balance as you can.
Yeah, I didn't have as much of a problem with the balance in the first game as I did in the second game. So after we've kind of talked this through both before the show and now that we're talking it through now, I'm willing to give him a little bit more grace. I felt a lot better about it in the first. Now, obviously, in the second half, they didn't score any points, and it was putrid. I'm not giving them any passes for that. But this was, to me, one game where the balance was off. I know the critical point that all of us or a lot of us look at, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, more, is the running out of shotgun from the 1-yard line when you got to have it. And it just like not feeling like that was the best feel for the game and having some concern if your first-year offensive coordinator has a great feel for what works and what makes sense in that situation. I'm giving him a little bit of a pass for it there. I won't say just because of what he said there, but also just because it's one example. And I didn't feel bad about the first one. So I got like one okay, one not okay. Let's see what it looks like in the third game.
Okay, I was trying to spin it forward because I feel like that imbalance is something that's going to be continued to watch. And you seem like you're cool with him just being like, hey, circumstances put me in this place where I couldn't get it. I don't like that. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't like the idea that circumstances moved me to places.
But that's how they talk about the offense.
And that's deeply upsetting because the whole dynamic of offense and defense in football is offense knows what's coming, defense reacts. How are you getting put in certain places by a defense?
Yeah, I mean,
you're supposed to be controlling you're supposed to be on the front foot attacking.
It is the pitfall of the game plan offense. And to me, it only works if you feel like you're the ones with the answers to the test. And I've got no reason to believe that, with all due respect to C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans and what the Texans have done over the last couple of years, I got no reason to believe that that combination of guys along with Nick Caley got the answers to nobody's test. Right? Y'all ain't Tom Brady. Y'all ain't Bill Belichick. They can do the game plan offense because you do something, or they know what the counter is. They got the answers to the test. Everybody ain't like that. And so along the lines of what you're saying, I do prefer to have an attack style offense to say, hey, we're going to force the issue, and because we know what's happening first, we're going to force the defense to react to what we got going on as opposed to the other way around. I do not like it, but I understand based off of what they said this offense is going to be. That's what it's going to look like at times.
And, of course, I know I'm oversimplifying it and saying that. I think I like the idea of, hey, where are the places that we can attack on any given week, and let's do the things to get there. But the idea that we got to a place where we were so predictable because we just ended up in circumstances where, no, these are things that you still need to be able to control to some degree. Those are in the controllables of what you do. And I understand this is the answer that he's going to throw up there. It didn't make me feel better, pursuant to our question.
Yeah.
In that same vein, one of the things that he's been hit on a lot, not just him, obviously the entirety of the coaching staff, is the utilization, or really the lack thereof, of some young talented players that we thought would be useful for you. And so this was Nick Caley on the possibility of utilizing Texans rookies moving forward, particularly coming Sunday.
Those guys have done a really good job, okay? And we have opportunities. I think a lot of our guys can do really positive things with the ball in their hands. So, again, week to week, package to package, who we have available, and we'll continue to grow. I've been pleased with all those guys, and I've said that before, and that's the truth. So we just got to keep continuing to get better and working at those things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that didn't necessarily make me feel better about anything. Like, and I know we're trying to spin it forward, but I don't get how, based off of who you had available and what your circumstances were in the first couple of weeks, why that didn't dictate that you would utilize these guys more. And so now, spinning it forward, going into week three, right, going into this what I've called a gotta have it matchup or what we might consider a get right opportunity for them. You got some folks that are going to be available to you. And I'm glad that they got these guys available to them. But that doesn't make me feel better about the idea of, hey, based off of who's available to us, we're going to utilize so-and-so, right? Now you've got more Christian Kirk. I'm glad to have more Christian Kirk, but that doesn't necessarily create more of an opportunity for Jalen Noel, right? Does his answer right there give you an answer to the Dario Gumbawale versus Woody Marks question? And I know they talked about this and kind of got into it a little bit later, but like, no, it does not. You know, so I would say based off of that piece of audio, based off of that answer, no, I do not feel better.
Am I a sucker for saying I feel a little bit better because of it? Now, the Woody Marks one is going to be tough, but I think that when I lean into one of the things that we knew was this is an offense, that Patriots system that Brady ran quite a bit in New England. It very much has a lot of complexities, it has a lot of details, and it requires you to know and not. In fact, Christian Kirk himself in training camp talked about how that slot position is hard, really hard. I think the fellas on the morning show today were talking about it like it's 400-level course. You need to know what everybody else is doing in order to be able to operate it so well because there's so many option things, which, funny enough, press pause, I don't think I considered enough when I thought about the off-target throws that CJ had, how much of that is that, because he did talk about not having this, you know, a lot of familiarity. With all the option routes and stuff, you do need to have a little bit of hive mind that has not been developed. So how much of that is the young guys not having as much work with him or just not having enough knowledge of where to go with the option early on where we lean to experience? And I do, the reason why I said I feel good, and again, I might be a sucker for this, I think he likes these guys. He just wants to see them be ready to have that, all the option portions of this. And then as soon as they are, they should be implemented. I don't know that that makes you feel better about early weeks, but I think it makes me feel better about what the ceiling can be for this offense once you get to that point.
Yeah, no, there's nuance to it, and I think that's a good way to contextualize it and kind of qualify things. But at the same time, at the risk of oversimplifying things, you look at that Texans offense and you feel like, man, they're just not – I don't feel like they're explosive enough. It doesn't seem like
– Agreed.
Like there's an element to just like, hey, sometimes you got to be – like, you need brute force, you need speed. Like, there are certain physical elements to your football team that you just got to have out there to be successful. And they didn't seem to have enough of it, and it felt like some of these rookies could provide that. And so they should have maybe leaned more into that or done a better job of preparing them to be ready for this space or just having to bite the bullet and eat it and risk maybe they're not ready for the full 400-level course of what you're doing, but maybe you like kind of create the best environment for whatever it is that they do know at this point, given that they give you the best chance physically out there in terms of just like what they're capable of.
And again, I think that this is where, one, the injury kind of hampered you with not having Berrios or Kirk, both of the guys that you imagine depth chart-wise fit in with that slots position. But then I think, two, again, this is why – having a first-time coordinator with an offense that requires a lot, that has a steeper learning curve, in the circumstance where you're coming off of Bobby Slowick and people are, you know, hungry, are jonesing for better offensive stuff, it all sets you up. It was an okie-doke in some ways for Nick Cayley in this offense, and we were going to be mad to some degree. It just sucks that it happened this way, I think, early on.
He deserves way more time and more grace than we collectively have been willing to give him. Like, it's part of our job to critique and to be critical. But like, just overall, the tenor around this, the response, the kind of the energy around it, if you will, he is not being given nearly as much grace and leeway as I think he should fairly be given.
No, but sometimes fair ain't really what to talk about.
An urgency.
I want to get one more thing in here with our short time, because motion was a conversation that we talked about. A lot of people talked about on giving CJ easy buttons, which apparently he don't even require that much if you let him tell it. This was Nick Cayley talking about the utilization of motion within the offense.
Yeah, I think if you can gain an advantage, a decided advantage, I think that it's definitely something that, you know, you want to obviously incorporate, though. You know, in terms of getting out and getting set, you know, there's some games that we may use more. There's some games that we may not use as much. And I think that's week to week. And that's the honest guy truth. We've used plenty of motion back to spring and training camp, and we have the ability to do that with what we do, too.
That I didn't get, I'm going to be honest.
I don't know, man. Like, to me, it's fairly obvious. It seems like they both kind of tried to downplay the, like, what motion, and maybe they just don't see it, or they're kind of along the lines of it taking time. Like, they haven't reached that level of mastering of the offense yet.
Oh, the plays with the motion, we ain't got as much.
We ain't got that
ready
part. Yeah.
Those still in the back.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's 500 level, you know, and we still on 300 trying to get to 400.
Maybe those ones still loading. You could use these plays, right? It's like when you download 2K for the first time.
Yeah.
You could play these, but you can't get into My Career yet. That one's still loading.
Or maybe is it that Christian Kirk is just their motion guy?
Can't be that.
Nah.
It can't be that.
I didn't even believe it when I said that. I'm be honest, man.
I'm going to be honest. This didn't make me feel better, but you know, as much, I think there were some instances, but I think really and truly, there was nothing in it that was going to happen in a press conference that was going to make you feel better. It had to happen on the field. And so the next opportunity is Everbank Field, Jacksonville, Sunday at noon. 9 a.m. is when you need to be listening to Sports Radio 610. Sean and Seth to get you ready with everything on Texans Countdown. All right, coming up next is getting to what's popping, including we have an update on one Isak Paredes. Will he play tonight? I don't know. Let's hear next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.